This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. First, the good news. Casey's, with over 2,000 C-stores, has agreed to add E15 pumps to over 500 of them in the next few years. We would like to see this happen sooner rather than later, but the commitment is a positive development. They are doing this in conjunction with Prime the Pump, a pro-ethanol nonprofit, in Growth Energy. E15 is currently available in 1,600 fueling stations in 30 states. E15 was available year-round through the yellow nozzle of a flex fuel pump. These new pumps will have blue nozzles. Casey's is the fourth largest C-store chain. Quick Trip offers E15 in 350 sites. When a major fuel chain adds a fuel, others feel the pressure of competition. Now for the bad news. University of Illinois economist Scott Irwin says that the E15 vapor waiver will not help the balance sheet this year, and I'm not confident for next year, unquote. That underlines my points, which have been that the RIN waivers have diluted the RFS and the tariffs have damaged ethanol exports, so that rather than grow ethanol demand, we need E15 just to repair the loss done to it by the Trump administration. Ethanol proponents are fearful that if they call Trump out on what he has done, that would provoke retribution, so they are cowering. They are blowing smoke that E15 will grow corn demand when it may have you repair the damage done by RIN waivers and tariffs. The ethanol crush is holding steady while margins are thin. Unleaded gasoline and ethanol prices have diverged all year long as a result of the RIN waivers and tariffs. Higher-priced corn will dampen margins, causing more idling. Right now, I see many corn and biofuel groups playing into the deception that the Trump administration policy is positive for ethanol and corn markets. That policy is primarily to make RINs cheap so refiners can afford not to blend biofuel. The Ted Cruz side is winning. I feel a lot like Knight Ridder journalists must have felt when they were challenging the Bush administration on WMD in Iraq when the rest of the media had sucked into the BS. Fappery was quoted by Feedstuffs magazine, ethanol industry losing billions. A recent analysis by the University of Missouri Food Agricultural Policy Research Institute shows that the U.S. ethanol industry would lose 4.6 billion gallons of domestic demand and nearly $20 billion in sales revenue over the next 7 years if the EPA continues its current practice of exempting dozens of small refiners from the blending obligation under the RFS. U.S. ethanol consumption will drop by an average 761 million gallons per year from 2018 to 2023. That's equivalent to 1.64 billion bushels of corn demand. Fappery saw RIN prices plummeting to just 10 cents a gallon, 85% lower than their previous outlook. 10-cent RINs was Ted Cruz's objective. Trump found the way to give them to him. On the hogs, retail pork prices are dropping below their monthly average. It'll be interesting to see how cheap the hams can get. Mexico is the biggest ham buyer, and they still have the tariff on, waiting for the steel and aluminum tariffs to come off. Trump will want another concession for that. Getting the framework of the deal done and will just get us part of the way to resolving the trade war with Mexico and Canada. They made a mistake letting Trump keep the tariffs on steel and aluminum. He will want a quota from them. The tariffs will not go away until the next deal is made. Competitive turkey prices will put more pressure on hams. Retailers have to be pleased with their economy, able to buy wholesale ham for 52 cents a pound, cure it, and sell it at retail for $4.19. China continues to deal with African swine fever. They're prohibiting the movement of hogs, so some areas of the country have too many and some too few. Prices plunged where they have too many and rose where they have too few. New outbreaks continue to be reported, with one on a farm with 20,000 head. They do not have the epidemic contained. The Atlanta Beagle Brigade, which is dogs that checked airline luggage, found a roasted pig head in luggage that was seized and destroyed. It came from Ecuador. I am more optimistic for beef export demand, which should improve as Trump moves on to negotiate trade deals with Japan and the European Union. We should get better terms on tariffs with Japan, and the negotiation with the European Union should be an opportunity to open that trade. We currently do not have much access to the EU market for beef, only a quota of hormone-free beef. Any foreign market that is not open to beef produced at our family's feedlot here in Royal Iowa is not open, in my opinion. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.